By way of invitation, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and we're going to just first of all quickly note the context. The Apostle Paul had sent Timothy forward to find out how the Macedonians Thessalonians had been withstanding and holding up in the midst of persecution. And in fact, he told them in verse 4, he said, "We told you before we were with you that you would suffer tribulation, just as it happened, as you know. And so for this reason," he said, "when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you and our labor might be in vain." I want you to think about this, because we kind of do the same thing. When we hear about tribulation or persecution, we are concerned about our brethren in Christ and we want to know how they are. But one thing to keep in mind, and it's a common thing and appropriate for us to be concerned about their physical well-being. But the Apostle Paul acknowledged that they would suffer persecution. He wasn't really concerned about them suffering persecution. He was more concerned about them remaining faithful despite the persecution. In other words, the persecution was a given. It was going to happen. He knew that it was going to happen. He prophesied it was going to happen. It happened. What he was concerned about was whether or not they were standing firm in their faith despite the persecution. That's what he was worried about. Not whether some had died, not whether they were imprisoned, not whether they had suffered greatly physically, although I'm sure he had those interests. But in the letter, his expression is, "How's your faith? Is your faith still strong?" I want you to notice what he said in verse 8 of the text. He said, "For now we live if you stand fast in the Lord." So that was what his own mental well-being was dependent upon. Not whether they had actually escaped persecution, because he knew they hadn't, but whether their faith had remained strong despite that. And that's where the primary emphasis ought to be in these things. And that's where our primary concern ought to be with regard to our brethren. There is the concern for their physical well-being. We want to help them in any way that we can with regard to need or want that they might have. But the most important thing is their soul. And we should always be ready to do whatever it is that is needful to ensure that their faith stands. Now with that in mind, you'll notice in verses 11 through 13, this final benediction with regard to his expressions of concern toward them. He said, "May the God, our God and Father Himself, and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints." And so he even indicated his desire to come and to be with them, and hoped that God would enable him to come and be with them and help them. But not, again, to help them escape persecution, but help them to establish themselves and their faith so that when the Lord comes again, they will be found worthy. And that's all that matters. And that's the spiritual mindset that was very evident in Paul's life and his ministry, and one that I think, again, we would do well to emulate, to try to think as he thinks. Not about this earth and the ramifications of our actions and the circumstances surrounding our persecution and trial and the tribulations that beset us, how it impacts us on this earth. Those things are there and they're real. But the most important thing is, how does it impact our faith? Ensure that our faith stands so that we may be established, so that in that day when the Lord comes, we will be found worthy. That's the important thing. Something to keep in mind. We're going to offer an invitation at this time. Don't know the hearts of any. If you're here, you desire to answer the invitation call, either by becoming obedient to the gospel of Christ, being baptized to have your sins washed away, as you in faith repent of the things that you've done amiss. Or if there is something else that we can do to assist you, we're going to offer an invitation at this time. Ask that if you have that need, that you make that need known to us while together we stand, while we sing.